We've come to this bit in the Apostles' Creed of the Easter bit, haven't we? On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. That's the bit we're thinking about. And we've just had this passage that we read a lot, often read around Easter. And I'm sure we've all sat through many, many Easter sermons on resurrection and have thought, well, we've heard lots and lots about it. So just very briefly this morning, because we're in the summertime and we're all in together, to think about why does it matter that on the third day he rose again? And to help us understand that, I am going to need some help from some children. I don't know whether Amelia or Georgia or others want to come and help me in a moment, but I do need a bit of help. Just out of interest, has anybody here ever lost anything? Yeah, wave your hand at me if you lost something. Well, I'm not having a drink, am I? Anyway, if you've lost anything, yes, I'm like, could you come and help? Because in our family, we lose a lot of stuff, I'll be honest with you. And I've got a bag of things here that we lose. Could you bring them, get them out and hold them up so people can see all the things that I managed to lose in my house? What's the first thing? A toy. Has anybody here ever lost a toy? Do you want to come and help me? Do you come and help us? Well, come on, we've got loads of stuff. Hands over here who's ever lost a toy or who's got a child who may have lost a toy. Come on, come on up, come on up. That's it, Francis. Have you ever done that bit, parents, where we've lost a toy? One that's got a special name. Pongo's missing, crisis, nightmare. You been there? Yep. So we lose toys. Do you want to find something out there? What have you got in there? What can you find? Oh, you found. Oh, you're a good one. Hold it up. Can you hold it up really high? Your wallet. Anybody here ever had that heart-stopping moment? I've lost my wallet. I've lost. Yet, yeah, we're not holding on to it, by the way. Can I say? All right. I've lost my wallet with all my money, my cards, my driving license. My life has fallen apart. Yep. For younger people amongst you, this is like a phone in the olden days, all right? That's what we used to have. I've lost my wallet. Now then, what else have we got in there? Can you find something else in there? What have you got? Oh, this is a good one in our household. I've lost my sock. Have you had that in the morning? I've lost my sock. The cry would go up from upstairs when our boys were young. It's nowhere. He stole it. I've lost my sock. And I don't know if you've ever done that. And then as a parent, you go up. It's nowhere. It's lost. You walk in the room and you go, you mean this one? You done that? Yeah, yeah. You lose the sock. Right, what else have we got? Are you going to pick another one for me? What else have we got? Oh, my glasses. Oh, as we're getting older, we're hearing that a lot more in my household. Oh, I've lost my glasses. Where are they? Usually there. Okay, glasses, what else we got? There's a lot of things here. Oh, I can't find my keys. Can't go out. Where are they? I put them there. Well, you obviously didn't, did you? Because if they would put them there, they'd be there. Did you put them in the key tray thing? Well, obviously not. Have you checked all your pockets? Yes. Shall I check them? You'll never find them. I was listening to a radio program the other day, and they were making up imaginary new little sayings to go on your fridge magnet. You know those little kind of good sayings you get? And they were making up new ones. The best one, I kid you not, was this. Nothing's ever really lost until Mum can't find it. Oh, that was genius. Right, last one. Who's going to get the last one? You get the last one? Here's one nowadays. I can't find my phone. Can you phone it? I'll put it on silent. It's still not going to do it. I can't find it. We lose things, don't we, all the time. Right, can you put them all back in there for me so I don't lose them? Well, I do need the keys. They're the church keys. Brilliant. And my wallet. Got that. Thank you. Brilliant. Give them a round of applause. Thank you very much. Oh, there we are. Here he goes. Bye. But do you know that moment when you lose something? It's not just, oh, I've lost it, has it? It's real panic sets in, doesn't it? It's a kind of visceral, we might say. You start sweating, you get a bit panicky, you start shouting. It changes us, not just because we've lost it. It's kind of physical, isn't it? And it not just changes us, but the people around us, because we start shouting, we start panicking, they start panicking. It has a big impact. And we don't just lose little things, do we? Have you ever lost your car? Ever gone to the car park? I know it's here, and you press the button at an empty space, and you go, I've lost my car! And you realise it's on the floor above. or in a completely different car park. Done that one? Lost my car. It's not that little. How can I lose my car? Or the worst one, walking along with a child, quite happily chatting. You turn around, look that way. You turn back. They've gone. Have you ever done that one? I've done that. I've been that child as well. I could say. Losing a person is the worst. And it's every parent's nightmare, isn't it? You lose a person. And that moment, even if they're just gone in a shop and they've gone around a corner, that moment where your heart stops, we lose things. And of course, it's interesting, isn't it, that often when someone dies, the word we use is we've lost them. We use that word, don't we? We lost them to describe a death. Isn't that interesting? We've lost them. Loss is really powerful. It's a really powerful emotion. And at the start of this story, the disciples are dealing with enormous loss. They've lost their master, their saviour, their teacher, the one they've given their lives to for 3 years and followed round, and they've seen him do miracles and heard him say great things. They've left everything to follow him because this is the future. And then he was killed in the most horrific way, and they lost him. And then, not only have they suffered that awful loss, we know that on Easter morning early, the women go because they want to put the spices and herbs on the body, and they get there, and not only have they lost Jesus because he's died, but they get there, and they've lost the body. They walk in and go, Well, where's it gone? How do you lose a body? And you can imagine that heart-stopping moment of, what are we going to tell the others? What has happened? I've lost even his body. But you know as well that not only when you lose something do you get that heart-stopping fear, that feeling of panic, the sweat, the but when you find your keys, your phone, your wallet, the toy, the sock, that feeling of relief that washes over you. It's like kind of sort of water floods all over you. Again, it's a physical thing, isn't it? That feeling of relief. It's all right, I found them. They were in your coat pockets. Don't say I told you so. But you get that real feeling of relief, don't you? And there on that Easter morning, they say they find Jesus. And they find Jesus alive. And at that moment, why it matters for all of us, is that at that moment, the universe changed for all time, for everyone. Because before that, death was the ultimate losing. When someone died, that was it. You lost them. But when Jesus came back to life, what he was demonstrating and showing was that you don't have to lose them anymore because there is resurrection. From now on, the world has changed. From now on, those who are with me, like me, Jesus was saying, will be resurrected. Jesus was resurrected. Hallelujah. And it wasn't just as a ghost. And it wasn't like when Lazarus was raised to life, he died again. Jesus was resurrected and stayed resurrected. It wasn't a reincarnation. He wasn't the same soul in a different body. He was the same soul with a body that was recognizably his and was physical because people could touch him and he ate, but it was transformed and different. But death was not the final losing. He was resurrected. And from then on, from that moment on, the world has changed, because from since then, anyone in Christ is guaranteed resurrection. None of us are fully lost. None of those we love are fully lost. That is why it matters so much. That is our great hope of our faith. This central bit of the creed, on the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. It's not just nice to see him again, it changed the world forever and changes it for us. Because sometimes we do lose a sock and never find it. Sometimes we never do find our keys. They are just gone somewhere. But we now know, and we have the promise and the guarantee, that for those of us in Christ Jesus, we are never, ever fully lost, because death is no longer the end. There is always resurrection. Amen.